eyes, O Lord, save me, my God, deliver.
Welcome to The Firmly Planted Tree, a podcast dedicated to the reading of the Psalms for strength in our daily walk and to delight in the law of the Lord. I'm Joey Hawkins, and like the tree planted by the waters, may God's word establish you in righteousness.
The Lord alone deliverance sends, no other source of help have we.
Psalm 33. Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre, make melody to him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song, play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. From where he sits enthroned, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the heart of them all and observes all their deeds. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Psalm 33 is a wonderful song about praise. And as we begin just looking at it and going over these verses together, I'd like to maybe ask you a question, and in many ways it's an unfair one. If you were to judge, which we cannot, but if you were to look at two worshipers and say, see someone who was younger, a child, maybe even a teenager who's worshiping and full-throated and worshiping as oftentimes you see children and young people do, and then you see someone who's older, maybe someone who's lost a loved one, been through a particular season of hardship and difficulty, whether that's with disease or through misfortune and various things that happens, and yet here they are worshiping with all their heart as well, by all appearances. Which would you value more? Now, again, we can't make those determinations because, as we know from Scripture, that God sees the heart and not man, and as we also know, we're called many times to be like a child in our faith towards God. But I think we understand that someone who has tested their faith and stands firm, someone who has been through difficult times and yet trusts in the Lord, that there's a depth there that those who are young or inexperienced have not fully seen. And many times, of course, for us, we recognize that for the young, that means they can wholeheartedly place their trust in God. They don't have the things that make them skittish and nervous. But we also realize that the depth of faith of many a faithful Christian is forged, is changed by life experience. And so when I read Psalm 33, I'm reminded that this is the type of praise that lasts through the generation. As I would say it, it's a sturdy kind of praise. It's not simply just an emotional feeling washing over you or a one particular worship experience at a given time. It is a depth that God draws us into and understanding him. Look at the first section of Psalm 33, verses 1 through 5. It begins, of course, with a shout for the joy to the Lord, and that praise befits the upright in verse 1. But we see that this is in contrast in verse 4 to the word of the Lord, because the word of the Lord is upright. And therefore, we with skilled instruments and with preparation, we make praise, singing new songs and shouting unto the Lord. And so certainly the psalmist is drawing us into an experience where we are praising God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Verses 6 through 9, the psalmist reminds us that it is by this word, this upright word of the Lord, that the heavens were made, that all of the breath of the mouth given to life itself, and that he gathers then all of the waters and stores those. And ultimately then we are to fear the Lord and stand in awe of him because the Lord spoke. His word is the thing that organizes. It is the thing that maintains, that creates, that sustains. And so therefore we stand in awe because we do not have that power. We do not have that ability. Though in some ways we reflect God in our ability to create and to manage and to be in control over our circumstances as best we can, and wisdom gives us that ability, it is God who holds that ultimate power. Verses 10 through 17, you could kind of break this down into a couple sections, but really the overall gist of that is that the Lord is sovereign, and any of man's control is under his. First, you see the idea that the Lord will bring the counsel of nations to nothing. And so if you are a nation who does not place your trust in the Lord, you will be frustrated. And the psalmist says, blessed is the one and the nation whose God is the Lord and whose people whom he has chosen as his heritage. Verses 13 through 17 is a reminder again that man, in all of his organization and all the ways that he can govern himself, with the strength of his might and with the strength of the warrior and the schemes of man, none of those will overcome the Lord's sure and fast purposes. And so ultimately then, verses 18 through 22, we close out knowing that the Lord looks on the one who fears him and provides for the one who trusts in him. So the Lord delivers us ultimately on those who hope in his steadfast love, looking towards God's love and not merely the love of man that is fickle, that our soul then waits for the Lord because he is our help, and that we are glad in him because we trust. That verse right there, verse 21, is one of the best insights we can have, that when we trust fully in the Lord, our heart is glad. There isn't this doubt. There isn't this fear that comes in. Not that we will sit idly by and not work and not do as we should in this world, but that we know that the Lord is sure in his purposes. And so ultimately we pray that the steadfast love of the Lord would be upon us as we hope in him. And so I hope that again, this psalm will draw you into a deeper sense of praise and worship to God himself. Not to say that as we come and gather on Sunday mornings or other events with brothers in Christ, or even in listening to music in our cars we travel, that we cannot worship God with these moments where we feel his spirit move, but understand that this is the sturdy praise that has lasted for centuries, that God is worthy above all and is worthy of skilled praise, that we should organize in a way that we present to him music and song, that because he spoke and thus created and sustained, we should give him on fear because that is his power alone, that God is sovereign over the schemes of man to the highest level they can organize that, and the strength of man to the highest display it can show, and that our praise is ultimately filled with hope, gladness of heart, and trust because God loves us, and that is sure. I hope this has been a blessing to you this week, and I pray that God may establish you like a firm tree by streams of righteousness and peace. Thank you for listening. Find us online under the Firmly Planted Tree, where we can further continue our discussion. And please consider sharing this podcast and leaving a review. And may the word of Christ dwell in you richly. A joyful noise to make. Oh, come with thanks, his presence too, with joyful songs.